I'm not a viewer of Channel 157, Mojo Love, on DSTV, but I saw the promos for a program on the social media pages over the last while. It's a show called Sizoktola. It's a reality show that takes a hard look at drug dealers. It's a reality TV show, sort of a mix of Cops and Cheaters. And it's presented by a man called Kolani Khumalo. And have a listen to the short promo of Sizoktola.
Sanibona Mzansi, le Sizoktola.
This is where you stash the drugs.
Shh.
How much are these drugs worth?
More than 100,000.
Well, are you?
Seriously.
More than 100,000?
Yeah.
This cocaine?
Yeah.
How many grams is this?
That's 100.
100 grams. This one. It means this is worth how much?
This one is 52,000.
52,000. This crystal?
Crystal. That one is 25,000.
25,000. The silver one 77,000, no?
Kolani Khumalo is the presenter of Sizoktola on Mojo Love Channel 157 on DSTV. Kolani, thanks so much for joining us. I'm not a viewer of Mojo Love, but I've been watching with fascination the promos of your program, and just some of the people in studio who do watch the show saying you're absolutely amazing. How did you decide to become a crime fighter, but at the same time develop a TV show around it?
Hello, everyone. Good morning, everyone. just to answer that, fighting against drugs and crime in holistically has always been part of my life. So when I got an opportunity to do the show, I then decided, no, that this is not a coincidence, but it's something that I was called to do. So the concept was brought in by Mojo Love, then I got the opportunity to actually host it.
Are you a registered security guard or commissioned law enforcement officer?
No. I mean, I'm just a citizen. I'm just a civilian who has taken a step to fight against drugs.
It's a fascinating show, and the way you undergo criminal investigations is very admirable. My thoughts a little bit tend to veer to, isn't this just popularized vigilanteism? You're not a police officer, you're not a security guard, but you're going out and apprehending, arresting, temporarily detaining and interrogating suspected drug dealers.
No. What I do is I'm just the person in the front. Mm. But the people that do the work, it's the cops. That is why I always have the police behind me. Oh. It's just that I cannot show police on TV. But surely when you watch the show, you would see maybe a man in a blue uniform just passing by. But we try by all means not to reveal their identity.
I note the disclaimer at the end of each show that it does have the cooperation of police. But what assistance do they give you? Oh, so they're the ones that are doing the detective work. They're the ones who are doing the warrants and the entering of premises. You're the one interviewing the suspected drug dealer.
Yes, 100%. So that's how it works. The people that are doing the investigations are professionals, they're registered. Then the people that are doing the arrests are the people that should be doing the arrest, which is the SAPS members. So, or the other law enforcement members. So what I do is just to confront the problem and try to understand why are these people selling drugs, because it is a serious national problem.
Kolani, are these people forthcoming to talk to you? Because in each episode that I watch, the suspect, that at that point the person is not charged, they're a suspect. The identities are shown. They're talking freely. How are you getting people to talk to you if under the presumption of our law is that you have the right to remain silent? How are you getting people to confess but also show you where things are hidden?
All of that, it's taken care of by the subs members or the law enforcement members. The only thing I do is just to interview them and find out why are they doing what they're doing. So all the nitty-gritties and all the
legalities
are covered by the relevant parties or other stakeholders.
So the legalities are covered by the South African Police Service who
comes.
Are you concerned? Look, we have an issue of people deeply distrust police. People are seriously fed up with crime and criminal activities. But aren't you concerned that this may spur up some vigilante tendencies among some people who feel that they could be like Xolani, not knowing that there are police, you know, in the background, and, you know, and they're going to go bust drug dealers and other criminals?
I believe that it's not only myself that confronts the problem, or rather any criminal activities. If you can check, there are people in the taxi association that have decided to fight against drugs or that have been fighting against drugs. It's just that I do it in a public platform. Mm. That's the only difference. But there are people that are actually concerned and people that are willing, and some of them have been confronting this kind of a problem.
You're an average Joe. You're a responsible citizen. You're an active citizen. Aren't you concerned about your safety? The illicit economy is a dangerous place. It's a lucrative place for those people involved. But along with that money comes, of course, the defense of that money. Are you not concerned about your safety?
I am concerned about my safety, but the problem is one. Me being concerned about my safety will never alleviate the problem that we have as the nation. That is why I always say this cause is bigger than me. It's bigger than everyone. So as a responsible citizen or as a responsible parent, as parents we have to think for the future of our children. And if we allow fear to subdue us from doing what is right for the future of our kids, then this country will be a mess.
Have you received threats already?
They've tried.
So when they say they've tried you, which means that you have received threats already?
Yes. Some people are even doing it in the public platform.
Really?
Yeah.
So what under what security are you under? You walk around? If you have, you know, family, do you drop your kids at school? Do you walk around the mall? It's dangerous business. You're not a cop. And cops are usually trained how to defend themselves and take, counter-offensive measures. You're just an ordinary citizen.
Yes. To be honest, my life has changed. I can't do what I usually do before. But I'd rather be at work than roaming around. So most of the time I do it is either arranging for another operation or joining certain people and doing other things. But especially when it comes, as long as we have the same vision or we are on the same course, that's what I always do.
Xolani Khumalo, who is the presenter of Sizoktola on Mojo Love, 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567. A messenger, Mojo Love, please come to Cape Town. I have utmost respect for Xolani. He's doing a great job as an active citizen. My concern, though, is what ideas it gives other ordinary citizens to go out and simply and effect an arrest when it is, one, very dangerous to do so, and two, there are prescripts when it comes to building a case and having a suspect, the rights that are afforded to people who are suspects. But yeah, I just think it's quite indicative how we have so little trust when it comes to police and policing that there are shows like Sizokthola where people go out and confront crime, gangsters and drug dealers themselves. Your thoughts, 021-446-05.